Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, Cynthia. It's Sam.
Good morning.
I just heard you say that, you know, if the building codes or whatever are not enforced, then everybody, you know, some people may decide not to do certain things, and that would be very dangerous. Is that kind of summing up your...
Well, it was the question. It was just a question, you know, do you apply the laws to everyone? And if you don't, you know, if you let the person that's living out in a shack behind West Street Shopping Center do what they want, then must you allow the person living in my house to do what I want, not get, you know, can I just put in a stove without having anybody look at it to see if it's safe?
Yeah, well, let me tell you what I think is even more dangerous than that, and that would be giving one group a monopoly over setting all of the building codes as well as going out and enforcing them.
Mm-hmm.
Because then what you would have is you could have people who maybe, you know, do something that this one single group that's got the monopoly on all of these codes and the monopoly on force in order to back them up, going out and doing things to people that they don't like. Say somebody paints their building the wrong color and they can send the health code out to inspect them and harass them five times in a month and then force them to get silly business licenses for signs out front and, you know, harass them over balloons and everything else. Or say you get somebody that wants to open a bookstore and you harass them for 3 months before they can even open, or another place that needs a filtration system and mm-hmm. you've got them paying rent without making a single dime for over 7 months while they're jumping through all of the city's hoops because the city doesn't like the business that they're running. Wouldn't you say that's more dangerous than maybe one or two people violating the rules that these bureaucrats have come up with? I mean, those are all real examples that have happened right here in Keene, but yet who's holding them accountable for their harassment?
I'll flip it to the other side. About 15, 20 years ago in Kansas City, they had a big hotel, and the building up, the people who constructed it violated the code, and the walkway fell, killing a number of people.
Mm-hmm.
What about those people who were just walking, minding their business, who got killed because people violated the building codes?
Well, so, you know, certainly the hotel that or whoever built that should be held responsible for those deaths. And, you know, that is going to serve as a wake-up call to other builders who are out there considering these scrupulous practices. And because of the occupants who are going to buy the building or having the building built, they're not going to want something like that done. And in the absence of this government monopoly, which allowed that situation to happen, because, you know, hey, the building codes were there, they should have built to those standards, right? But they didn't for some reason, and the government building inspector didn't catch it either. So what you're talking about is a monumental failure of government that resulted in the death of several people. In the private market, they're going to be highly incented to make sure that, hey, these guys are following the proper building standards. The building standards would not be monopolized and controlled by one agency, so there would probably be different competing standards, and new technologies would be evaluated more thoroughly and adopted more quickly, just like they are, you know, in the computer industry. Look at how quickly that changes and adopts to new technology, whereas the things that government controls, because of the bureaucratic process, it moves far more slowly, it's far less efficient. And, you know, I would say that those building codes or those standards would be enforced in a very different way, but far more effectively.
Well, maybe, but let's see what, thank you. Let's see what somebody else says.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 357-1290, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning. It's Ian from freekeen.com. So the folks out, didn't get a building permit, is what I'm understanding from the conversation. And what does that mean that the city people will do to them?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Does that mean they're going to come in and arrest them? Does it mean they're going to come out and bulldoze their building? I'm very curious as to what level of aggression the city is going to engage in against these peaceful people that haven't harmed anyone and are just simply willing to build something for the betterment of themselves. I think it's pretty outrageous, but this is typical of how city governments behave. The government people, you know, they believe that that they own you. They believe that they own your property, and that they are in charge of what you can and can't do. And you'll either ask them for permission before you do things, or you'll be aggressed against. I mean, that's pretty much the situation, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I have no idea what the city intends. I didn't even know the city had gone out there, Chris.
Wouldn't the, if the violation of the codes and it has to be fixed, wouldn't they give that to the property owner before they just go and bulldoze everything down, as some people are suggesting? The property owner should be responsible for everything on his or her property.
So what you're talking about, what, putting a lien on the property? Is that the idea?
No, the city doesn't put a lien. The city
they don't own it, so the lien would have to be against
Against Tim Robertson, the property owner.
Yeah, well, that would be the owner of the property actually is Realties, Inc., and I don't know. I mean, you know, I've heard discussion, and this was just a private conversation that I've had with people, that, you know, the city should, because there's now a living facility on it, the city should up the property taxes for Realties, Inc. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's foolish.
Here's a question for you. Where is the obligation, and how is it created, for individuals to obey the arbitrary ordinances and statutes created by the people calling themselves legislators? Where does that come from?
I assume it's written somewhere in the Constitution city charter or something. But
well, you know what the Constitution actually says, the very first, the New Hampshire Constitution, the first amendment of the Bill of Rights makes it pretty clear that good government is by consent. So if these folks out in the woods don't consent to your building codes, then is it good of you to go and forcibly stop them from just living their life how they want?
I mean, is it by consent or is it by consent of the majority?
Oh, I see. So if a majority of people decide they want to take my house from me, then that makes it completely legal, right?
I have no idea.
I'm
not a lawyer, and I don't understand the law.
Well, I'm not
a
lawyer either, and that's one of the problems here, is that the government people write these laws in something called legalese, which I don't know if you've ever tried to read it, but it's pretty incomprehensible. And the reason why it's incomprehensible is because they can actually redefine English words to mean things that are different than they mean by regular English definitions. So even when you're reading it and you think you understand what it's saying, you really probably don't understand what it's saying, which is why you generally have to hire lawyers and things like that to interpret it. So it's really kind of a big scam that that lawyers had set up to essentially bring them more business. The whole thing is a big joke. The idea that government is by consent is obviously ludicrous on its face, because as Sam was pointing out, these are people with a monopoly on violence. So you can point all these things out to the government folks. You can say, hey, I don't consent. You don't have my consent, but that won't stop them from coming in, taking you out of your home and stealing it from you. It won't stop them from taking you and putting you in a cage if they decide they don't like you or they don't like what you're doing.
Just have to see what happens, and we'll take one last phone call before the show is over. Thanks for calling.